Now, have a quick listen to this. There you go. That's the call of the curlew. Many of them from Scandinavia are gathering before they head back to their summer breeding grounds. Only very few of those left in this country, native Irish curlew. And part of that, along with Dunlin and oyster catchers and other breeding waders, are the focus of a new breeding waders program, which is being run through Irish Rural Link. And this program is having a meeting in the Stowell Library this evening, looking for landowners and farmers for a new payment scheme that is set up to help the waders program. Andrea Perazzi will be at the meeting. I spoke to him about it and about the program, first of all.
That's it, yeah. Thanks, Jerry. So Breeding Waders EIP is a relatively new project. It started in May 2024, and with the sort of main aim to sort of stop the decline of some of these species. So waders are, for example, curlews, lapwings, rightshanks. All these birds are in massive declines in Ireland. So the project is trying to restore some of these populations. And we do so by recruiting a number of farmers, a number of people around the country, like we do, for example, tonight down in Kerry.
Yeah, and that's part of it. Is it more of a, first of all, an education program to make people aware, and then putting in place the program that will try and revitalize these species?
That's it. Like, one of the big issues around these birds and most of the species around, I suppose, worldwide, but also in Ireland, the awareness around their issues is very little. So first of all, we want to spread bring up the issues around these birds. There are, for example, intensification of agriculture, increase of generalist predators, afforestation, recreation, all this kind of stuff. And then we sort of want as well to engage with farmers, landowners, because these birds have evolved, adapted to live alongside farming. So if we stop farming, we lose these birds. So what we are trying to do is to engage with farmers, landowners, and sort of share positive measures that could be taken for these birds and associated payments, and share the associated payments for delivering these actions, basically.
Okay, what sort of actions, what sort of work can farmers do? This is for farmers who are in West Kerry and North Kerry, the meeting tonight, who live along coastal areas where the waders would be.
So the actions we ask are very simple. To be honest, for example, there is a management task payment that is for reducing grazing intensity. So between the 1st of April and 15th of July, we ask to reduce livestock units in the field and sort of keep machines away, dogs, any herding that can be is done by a dog, to avoid that, because these birds are quite sensitive to disturbance. The other thing we ask, for example, is access for surveys, because we need to know where these birds are, and it's very hard to know when you don't have access to land. So we also, there is a payment there for allowing access for the Breeding Waders EIP team to deliver these surveys. And this is nest protection. And I suppose in some cases, we ask farmers to keep doing what they're doing, because they're already doing things in a low intensity way. And so we sort of try to incentivize them to keep doing things as they are doing already. So in some cases, we ask very little for them to do.
Yes. And when you talk about the species, you're talking here about the curlew, about the Dunlin, and a few others that you're concentrating at the moment.
Yeah, that's it. Like, so there are 10 breeding wader species in Ireland, and I suppose they have with different degrees of conservation issues and different populations. If we look at, for example, curlews, they used to be fairly widespread in Ireland, thousands of pairs, very iconic bird, long curved bill, and they used to be everywhere in the country, and now they are restricted to 120 breeding pairs. The issues around most of these birds as well is that there is a misconception where people think they are quite abundant because you see them a lot during the winter. You see loads of them around shorelines, like oyster catchers, redshanks, lapwings, curlews as well. There are loads of them around the shoreline. But actually, the ones that stay here in Ireland for breeding between April and July are very few. So, as I said, 100 pairs for curlews, less than 800 pairs for lapwing, considering it's a national bird of Ireland, and yet it's still very much endangered. Dunlin, 20, 30 pairs as well, so very much on the brink of extinction.
Yeah, very low. Hence the programs to try and revitalize them. And even at the moment, look, I live near a river in Kenmare, and at the moment, last night, for example, I heard a load of curlew. But that, of
That's
course,
it.
is the visiting birds from the winter. They overwinter
That's it.
here from Scandinavia and other
That's it.
climates that are colder. They're getting ready to leave, so they'll be gone. And there's very few left
Exa.
during the summer when they used to be plentiful.
Exa. Exactly, yeah. In Scandinavia and Finland, Scotland, and UK as well, there are large numbers. And I suppose Ireland is fairly attractive as a wintering ground because it's rich in invertebrates along the shorelines. But yeah, as you said, then these birds there will gradually start moving back to northern countries and leave Ireland during the summer, basically.
Okay, so Andre, tonight's meeting, it's in Listowel, in the Listowel
Yeah,
Library
library.
on Courthouse
Yeah.
Road, and that's at 6 o'clock. And you want landowners and farmers who have land in North or West Kerry to attend the meeting for more information.
Yeah. Exactly. So anyone with the suitable land for waders or the every waders on their land or around the coastline where we have large number of ring plovers, all those farmers are very much welcome. I suppose anyone interested in the project as well is welcome. And we'll give a brief overview of the project. Sarah Barry is the project officer down there, so she will give a brief introduction to the project, a bit about the actions, species, payments that are there. So I think in like an hour or so it should be done. And if anyone wants to then have a discussion with us, we can stay there a little longer.
Okay. All right. Well, Andre, good luck with it. And thanks for explaining the project and the meeting this evening.
Thanks so much, Jerry. Really appreciate it.
It's the Breeding Waders EIP programme, and that is Listowel Library, Courthouse Road this evening at 6 o'clock for anyone interested in that one, those payments for farmers and landowners coming out of that project.